The Blue Mountains Council has voted in favor of supporting in principle a controversial proposal to build a water ski, wakeboard cable park just outside of Thornbury. At its Committee of the Whole meeting on March 14, Council voted 3-2 in favor of offering the Bayou Cable Park proposal support in principle, but deferred a final decision until more work is done on the application. Councillors Paula Hope and June Porter voted against the resolution, which will return to the council table on March 27 for a final decision. Deputy Mayor Peter Burdignon and Coun. Alex Maxwell were absent. The proposal is located on lands that were once the Cedar Run Horse Park, just outside of Thornbury off of Grey County Road 2. The council chambers were nearly full for the meeting. Council received two delegations in support of the proposal and also received two letters that favored the idea. Signs posted around town and into Collingwood oppose the wakeboard park, because of noise, pollution, and traffic. The proposal would see a wakeboard and water ski cable park facility consisting of two ponds, one full-size cable system, circular loop, two straight-line cable systems, and accessory uses including a pro shop, office, washrooms, change rooms and parking built on the property. The business would operate as a day-use facility during the spring, summer and fall seasons. It is expected to generate 10 to 12 seasonal jobs. Town staff recommended that council reject the zoning and bylaw amendments needed for the proposal. In a report to council, manager of community planning Sean Postma said the proposed water skiing and wakeboard park would not be permitted use on the property under the town and the county official plans and provincial policies. The property is classed as employment lands, which are generally set aside for more industrial uses. Postma said the former horse park use on the property was implemented a number of years ago under different planning rules. Property owner and project proponent Brennan Grange spoke to council about the concept. "We have shown there is a lot of public support for the project," he said. "We take pride in the environmental sustainability of our facility and believe it is the most suitable use of the property." Grange said the proposal was a unique opportunity for the community. "Our cable watersports facility is designed to complement the existing land uses and enhance the overall character of the community," he said. "The Bayou Cable Park offers numerous benefits to the community, including enhanced recreational opportunities, economic growth, environmental sustainability and compatibility with surrounding land uses. We are excited about the potential for community partnerships and believe that our project can be a vital part of the town of the Blue Mountains' future." The proposal has been in the planning stages for a number of years. The public meeting on the proposed rezoning and official plan amendment was held in 2019. From the outset, several members of council appeared reluctant to support the staff recommendation to turn down the applications. "Maybe we can work something out. It has huge potential," said Coun. Sean McKinley. Coun. Gail Ardiel asked what would be permitted on lands in the employment lands category, while Mayor Andrea Mitrasovs asked if there was the option to rework the proposal to preserve a larger portion of the property to possibly be used for future uses compatible with the employment lands designation. Postma said employment lands would generally be used for manufacturing, warehousing as well as supporting office usage. RDL noted that the property could potentially become an apple processing plant with 50 trucks going in and out every day. "I'm trying to play the devil's advocate here," said RDL. "The water ski and wakeboard park might be a better alternative to having an industrial park in there." Coun. June Porter expressed her reservations about approving the proposal that would result in a significant portion of the available employment lands near Thornbury being used up. "I have concerns about the shift," said Porter. "I'm not sure in the long term if it may be the best." When it came time for a vote, the initial resolution to accept the staff report and deny the planning amendments did not receive a seconder after it was moved by Coun. Paula Hope. Council subsequently took a break and McKinley crafted a new motion that would support the concept in principle, but defer the final decision until the draft official plan and zoning bylaw amendment documents were completed for council's review. McKinley's motion was then amended by Mitrasov's, who added that dialogue would continue between staff and the proponents to preserve more of the employment lands, as well as ongoing discussions between the proponent and the neighbors about options to mitigate the impacts of the proposal on neighboring properties.